have problems? She has answers. Getting down to the nitty-gritty with people who know what they're talking about. This is Advice for Life with Lynn.
Hi, everybody. This is a juicy Advice for Life with Lynn. Today's topic is how to look at yourself objectively and improve on whatever it is you want to improve on while not criticizing yourself. How about them apples? I always like to give an example of my own life because that's how I learn. If you're new to this podcast, that's pretty much what I do all the time. Give an example of what's happened to me. Either if I have an expert with me or a guest, we talk about it. In this case, this is a quickie, so it's just me. That's how I learn. I want to hear somebody say, give me an example so I can relate to. So here I am giving you an example. How to look at yourself objectively while not criticizing yourself. How to improve. How do you improve without going down that rabbit hole of self-criticism? I'm pretty confident that most of you listening have beat yourself up at some point in your life. If you're like me, it's a daily thing. You know, it's not always verbal, by the way. Sometimes it's in your head. You know, maybe you dropped something and broke it and you said to yourself, well, now you did it. Way to go. Or maybe somebody broke up with you or left you and you quietly said to yourself, nobody wants me. That's probably like a feeling, you know? Or maybe, nobody at work said you did a good job at a project or something and you took it as, I suck. That's why nobody said anything. I get it. We all do it. I'm telling you, I think nearly every person who walks on this planet has some sort of not good enough issue. And it can come up in this self-criticism. Or sometimes we project on others, but that's another podcast. Recently, I'm going to give an example of this. I went on a story for work, and the story meant a lot to me. It was about, oh my God, it's such a good story. You guys got to look it up. It was about a 101-year-old man, Warner Frickman of Fort Lauderdale. And it was about how community and friendship formed with these firefighters who took care of him. They saved his life, number one, and then they came back and checked on him, and they saw that he was alone, and they gave him a birthday cake. He lives by himself. And, you know, I worked with Dolphin Carpet and Tile to gift him, with Channel 7's help, new carpeting, because the guy really needed new carpeting, and he couldn't afford it because he has to pay for an aide. Anyway, it was a beautiful story, and a lot of people were involved in helping him. So I, you know, even though I have a lot of experience in television and writing and reporting, I've always kind of felt weak in the writing and storytelling department. I've always felt as a little girl, when I was a kid, I definitely felt not smart enough. And sometimes that little girl comes up. You might have, you know, a different issue that's from your past that comes up as a present issue. And I'm aware of this 7-year-old girl in me. And so, you know, my work in the last year or so on my self-improvement has been to allow her to come up, allow myself to feel like, in this case, like, you know, I'm not smart, but I don't focus on it. I don't focus on that little girl. Oh my gosh. Recently, I listened to this kind of an old podcast with RuPaul, and RuPaul once said in this podcast, he said, quote, I look at the darkness, but I don't stare at it. In other words, he doesn't give it a lot of energy or attention, which I thought was brilliant. Just look at it. Oh, it's there, but don't stare at it. Because if you stare at it, then you go down that rabbit hole of I suck. And there, you forget it. So I was writing this story about this 101-year-old man in my head, probably a good week and a half before we shot it, going over it and over it in my head, how I should start it, what's the best way to tell the story, how would I end it, what kind of sound bites would I get. And so eventually, you know, I write the story over and over in my head, and I actually do physically write. It takes me like 2 days to write this dumb story. It's not dumb, but I mean, it's like, come on, Lynn, it shouldn't take you 2 days, but I really wanted to do a good job in front of certain people. Anyway, so the story airs, and I'm 95% proud of it. I'm pretty proud of it, and I'm super critical of myself. So until one person says after it aired, this person didn't even say, good job, that was great. To this one person says, you should have included the picture of all the firefighters. And I thought about this for 25 minutes when it went over my head over and over. Maybe I should have done it. Oh, my God. And I was at a fork in the road. If I went left toward the little girl who feels dumb and not a good writer. I would feel really bad about myself and I would be beating myself up. Or I could go right toward the adult goddess who knows she did her absolute best and was a pretty good story. Then I wouldn't judge myself and I could look at myself objectively. So I was at a fork in a road. But to look at myself objectively, I would ask myself legitimate questions. Could I have included the picture? Absolutely. And that's where I went, by the way. I went right. So I said, could I have included the picture? Absolutely. Should I have included it? Maybe. I don't know if it should is really a good question, but, and why didn't I think of including it? Well, the answer is, without emotion and judgment, I was in a hurry because I wanted the best editor and this guy was available right now. So I kind of wrapped up the ending. And, you know, this is not 48 hours. You know, I literally had an hour and a half to write this. So I concluded that I did my best in the moment. Yes. And the next time I said to myself, okay, maybe if I can, I'll spend a little more time on the ending of the stories. If I have time, do I go left and beat myself up and not feel good enough? Or do I go right and know I did the best I could and look at myself objectively on how to improve? And my guru said, quote, wisdom is learning from our choices and moving forward with gratitude. Oh, that's good. Let me repeat that. Wisdom, which is what we all seek, is learning from our choices and moving forward with gratitude. That is deep shit. Like, let's say, you know, you marry the wrong person or you weren't your authentic self on a date. Okay. Instead of beating yourself up, that's not wisdom. Wisdom is, okay, so I made the choice I made. You could call it a wrong choice. Thank you for universe for showing me that. I did the best I could in the moment and I'm going to move forward with gratitude. I'm grateful for learning this about myself. Taylor Swift once said, I think this was in the documentary about her. One of her albums, believe it or not, didn't do as well as she thought it was going to do. This was many years ago. And I watched her eyeballs and everything and her energy. And she said, okay, well, I just made a decision. I'm just going to have to make a better album. She didn't beat herself up. She just picked herself up and said, okay, I'm going to move forward and I'm going to do better. So I understand that to mean wisdom is learning from our choices and moving forward with gratitude. I understand that to mean look objectively at yourself to improve without judgment. Give yourself credit and applause for doing your best. And then look for ways to improve. You don't have to improve, just if you want to. If you did make a wrong choice, don't stare at the darkness, RuPaul, or self-criticism. Instead, take a right in the fork in the road. Take a right and go to the grown-up that you are, the goddess that you are, and learn from it. Have gratitude for doing your best and learning how you might want to do things differently in the future, if you choose to. God, I love you, RuPaul. Genius. Wisdom is learning from our choices and moving forward with gratitude. Now that's self-improvement. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Advice for Life with Lynn. Ba-ba-da-da-da. It was a pretty good story. Check it out. It's on our website. Bye. A reminder to everybody, submit your questions on adviceforlifewithlynn.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free email. You'll be the first to get my weekly blog on how to live consciously and peacefully. You'll also get access to my free happiness guide when you sign up. Also, I'm looking for guests with different ways that they can help the Advice for Life with Lynn followers. So reach out, maybe if you think you've got something to say and you want to be on the podcast. Lastly, please subscribe and rate my podcast on iTunes. I really care about what you think, so tell me how I'm doing. I want your thoughts. The links are in the show notes and also on the website. I want to help as many people as I can with this podcast. So your shares, your subscribes and reviews help us gain visibility in the iTunes store and they help us reach more people. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. And remember, there is nothing we can't talk about.